Hello and welcome to First Baptist Church. Today's speaker is Pastor Jeff Reynolds.
And what a song. Would you pray with me? Lord, what a message of hope and what a message of strength as we face uncertain days that you, our God, are certain. And we may not understand it now, but we'll understand it better by and by. So Lord, through the story of this song, as we continue along finding help for the homesick, we pray that you would encourage our souls and that you would speak to our hearts and that you would renew our minds. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is really part three of a three-part sermon. This is one big message. And the message concludes as Paul writes to a bunch of Thessalonian Christians there in chapter 1 of 1 Thessalonians. The message concludes with this hope that we have in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. That this world is not all there is, that there is a greater home awaiting all of us who trust and follow Jesus, that there is a day coming when Almighty God will wipe every tear away from our eyes. No longer will there be any grieving or any mourning or any crying or any pain, for the old fallen order of things will have passed. What a day of rejoicing that will be. Well, the Thessalonian Christians were struggling because they hadn't reached that day yet. And maybe you're struggling because you haven't reached that day yet. The Thessalonian Christians were hurting, and they were tired, and they were longing for what God would deliver through the return of Jesus Christ. But that day hadn't come yet. And they were dealing with the reality that some of their brothers and sisters in Christ had even passed away, and they were wondering what's going to happen to them. So Paul writes this letter to the church to encourage them that as they face the homesickness of living in this world, that for those of us who trust and follow Jesus, isn't our home, that they might be hopeful. Well, there's a song that captures that sentiment so well. The song is entitled, When the Morning Comes, and you may not be familiar with that title, but if we add by and by to the front of it, then you might know what we're singing about today. That song in 1937 was altered by a man named B.B. McKinney, and the song was originally written in 1905 by a man named Charles Albert Tindley. Charles Albert Tindley was born the son of slaves, and he worked diligently throughout his life, teaching himself how to read and how to write. And at age 17, he moved to Philadelphia, where he and his wife went to build a life. And while he was there, he sensed that God might be calling him into the ministry. But in order to fund their life, he took several different jobs. One of the jobs that he took was that he served as custodian of the Bainbridge Street Methodist Episcopal Church. And as he served the Lord in this context, he was also wrestling with the calling of God upon his life. And so as he did various different jobs, he studied. He enrolled in night school to learn Greek, the language in which the New Testament was written. He went to a local synagogue and met with a rabbi that he might learn Hebrew, the language in which the Old Testament was originally written. He worked diligently, going to correspondence school. And God fulfilled that call on his life to go into the ministry, such that 25 years after he had served as the custodian of the Bainbridge Street Methodist Episcopal Church, he became the pastor of the Bainbridge Street Methodist Episcopal Church. One of the hymns that he wrote, and he wrote many, but one of them was entitled When the Morning Comes. You and I know it in the altered state by B.B. McKinney, but I want to share with you these lyrics that we just sang together. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land, but he'll guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by. Oft our cherished plans have failed. Disappointments have prevailed. As we've wandered in the darkness, heavy-hearted and alone. But we're trusting in the Lord. And according to his word, we will understand it better by and by. Temptations, hidden snares often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder, why the test when we've tried to do our best? But we'll understand it better by and by. And before we get to the chorus, I want to just pause for a moment and talk about the reality of living out our faith in Jesus Christ in the midst of a fallen world. There are things that happen that we do not understand. And there are things that we must face that we cannot understand. If you get on your social media, you're liable to see a meme somewhere that says, well, God will never put more on you than you can bear. But our lives tell a different story. See, that meme doesn't come from the Bible. Never in Scripture does it say that God will not allow more to be on you than you can bear. No, you might be dealing with more than you can bear right now. But in facing more than you can bear, the God of the cosmos beckons you to come to Him. He opens His arms and He says, are you weary? Are you tired? Are you hurting? Are you longing? Are you homesick? Come to me. I'll give you rest. Jesus Himself said that. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden. I will give you rest. And maybe tonight you find yourself in the first half of most of these stanzas, that you have trials that are dark on every hand and you are trying to understand what's going on. Well, can I just tell you, chances are good that you're not going to understand it this side of glory. So as I heard one pastor say, you can spend all your time wondering why, but that's going to be a fruitless endeavor. Now, what you can do that will help you in your journey is to say, okay, Lord, what now? What are you calling me to do? What are you calling me to be? What are you teaching me? What are you leading me to do? Why will paralyze you? But what will mobilize you? So I would encourage you, you can't understand why right now, and that's okay, even though it hurts. Instead of asking why, be mobilized by asking, okay, God, what now? Well, listen to the chorus, because this is the hope that we have as those who trust and follow Jesus. By and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God are gathered home, we'll tell the story of how we've overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. We will understand it better by and by. Do you know that there is a day of victory coming in your life? There is a day of victory coming when you will look back over the landscape of your entire life and you will see that because of Jesus Christ's finished work on the cross and resurrection, and because of Jesus Christ's finished work in you at that point, you will be able to look back and see that though you had many trials through which you had to traverse, you are standing and living eternally in victory. Who is it that wins the victory? John asks in 1 John chapter 5. Only the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. If you believe that Jesus is the Son of God and you've given your life to Him, to trust and follow Him as your Lord and Savior, you may not understand it now, but there's a day coming when you'll understand it better by and by. The Thessalonian Christians were hurting and they were homesick. They were longing for that relief that only God could bring. But God was working in them, and He was working through them, and He was working for them. They could have hope in Him. Well, if you trust and follow Jesus, God is right now working in you, and He is working through you, and He is working for you. Stand in your hope in Him. Let's pray. Oh, Father, we love You, and we thank You for the eternal hope that we have. We have to confess that there are so many things that we don't understand, and there are so many things that hurt even more deeply than words can express. But, Lord, You tell us that Your Spirit intercedes for us with groans that are too deep for words. that you know everything about us, and you know everything we're facing, and you yourself are praying for us. How encouraging. And though we cannot understand so many things now, we know that we'll understand it better by and by when the morning comes and when the saints of God are gathered home. Then we will tell the story of how we've overcome. So help us stay faithful until that day comes. We ask it trusting you in Jesus' name. Amen.